I was mentioning or trying to explain that life also at its core has a very fundamental asymmetry, because the main theme in the book that I discuss is that our search for symmetries has been wonderful, has borne a lot of fruit, but we should be also paying attention to the asymmetries of the universe, which is where actually things happen. So I talked about the asymmetry of matter and why having more matter than antimatter is ultimately responsible for us being here. And now we're talking about life, that life at its very core, at the biochemistry, the level of the molecules of living things, also has an asymmetry. And here's how it goes. Well, it's fundamental for life to have proteins. Proteins are part of every living thing. Mm-hmm. All its metabolism depends on proteins. And proteins, if you want, you can think of them as very long molecules, like a train. You know, think of a train with all the different cars in it. And each one of these cars is an amino acid. That's the name of the molecules. Okay, so think of these long chains of amino acids. That's what a protein is. Now, amino acids, they are molecules that have this interesting property, which is just like the human hand. If you look at your left hand and you look at your right hand, they are very different. If you try to superimpose one on top of the other, you see that one is going to have a thumb pointing one way, the other one is going to have the thumb pointing the other way. And we call this the handedness, obviously, because it comes from the hand. And there is actually a word in Greek for that, which comes, it's called chirality. Now, it turns out that just like our hands, these amino acids also come in two shapes, the left-handed shape and the right-handed shape. And just like our hands, one is the mirror image of the other, okay? Right. Now, so if you go to the left, so you're a synthetic chemist, you know, you go work in the laboratory and you're going to make an amino acid. Let's say you make an amino acid called alanine, okay? It's the name of one amino acid. And you go there and you make it and you make a solution, and you're going to find that you get 50% of it left-handed and 50% of it right-handed. So it's a 50-50 kind of mix, and you always get that in the lab. However, when you go to living systems, be it a plant, a bacteria, or a person, and you look at the amino acids that make up the proteins of these living systems, they are always left-handed, all of them, no exception. So there is somehow life selects a specific hand for these molecules. And without that, without this selectivity, without this handedness of life, it would be impossible for proteins to do their work, which is to essentially create and organize all the chemical reactions that make a living system sustain its life. And furthermore, if you look at how systems reproduce, which is the other part of living systems, right? We always reproduce through genetical division. The molecules that are responsible for that, which are called DNA molecules, they are also asymmetric. Instead of being left-handed, the sugars that make up the DNAs, they are right-handed. So there is a very fundamental asymmetry of life, and it's there, and it's very important for life to be here. So that's the other asymmetry I was going to talk about. Now, okay. Why is this important for us? Well, it's important because if you now go and you look at the history of life on Earth, okay, or even think about the history of how life appeared in the universe, well, you had to have a very special universe that had the right properties for the Big Bang to bang, essentially, for it to develop all the different particles. And then you have to have more matter than antimatter, another asymmetry. And then you had to have stars forming. Our sun is a star. It made its planets about 4.5 billion years ago. The sun and the planets of the solar system were born all together. And the Earth happens to be this special place where it's warm enough for water to be liquid, right? And in this sort of watery planet, those chemicals, those amino acids, combined to form the first living creatures, right? And so then you start studying the history of life on Earth, you know, from 3.5 billion years ago to nowadays, and you realize that complicated creatures, complicated animals, only appeared on the last 500 million years. So for 3 billion years of the history of life on Earth, all we had here were like bacteria-like things, very simple one-cellular organisms. And this is kind of an amazing thing. So only in the last 500 million years, more complicated stuff started to happen. And us, humans, we've only been here for 200,000 years, which is a drop of water when you think about how long this planet existed. So even though we behave as we are the masters of the place, we're really the newcomers here, you know. And why is this important? Well, it's important because as you look at the history of life on Earth, and you look at how it went from not having life to having these chemicals combining to form the first primitive living things, to having these amoeba-like things dominate for 3 billion years, eventually more complex life forms. And then we have the dinosaurs, right, that existed for about 150 million years, and then they were extinct. And I can tell you about how that happened in a second. And then eventually the mammals developed and organized and became more complex, and eventually we are here. If you trace this whole history, you figure out that to go from simple to complex, all sorts of accidents happen, right? Then I remember at the beginning of the show, you said something, well, could I really say we are the result of an accident? And I'm saying, yes, we are the result of a series of accidents, right? Several of them. So that if I were like God, you know, which I'm not, obviously, but if I could go backwards in time to the beginning of how Earth appeared, and I could tweak things a little bit, the history of life here would be completely different, and we wouldn't be here. What does that tell you? Well, when I say that to people, they say, well, that's so depressing. You know, basically, you're telling us that we are just the result of asymmetries, that we are just accidents. And so we are worthless, life is meaningless, I'm going to slit my throat. I'm like, no, stop, stop. It's exactly not that. What I'm saying is precisely the opposite. I'm saying that because we are rare, because we are the result of all these accidents, we are extremely precious and we are extremely important. And so I'm trying to actually put humanity at the center stage of creation once again, because we are rare creatures. We are able to think about things. And because of that, we have a very, very important mission ahead of us, which is we have to become the guardians of life. We have to be the ones that are going to make sure that this planet, which is an amazing place, stays here and that we can stay with it.